It lays the predicate and the foundation for the development of a weather satellite that will permit man to determine the world's cloud layer and ultimately to control the weather, and he who controls the weather will control the world.
The storm is not just coming, it's here. It will continue to unfold on countless fronts. The converging catastrophes that GeoengineeringWatch.org has tried to bring to light for over a decade. So many new headline reports to try and cover in this broadcast. The February 29th edition of Global Alert News, broadcast number 238, starts now. First, this succession of headlines, which are easily referenced online by searching the title. Also, this reminder of what GeoengineeringWatch.org has warned about for so many years. Climate and biosphere collapse will fuel power structure desperation, weather warfare, biological warfare, and much more. First, this headline. If the coronavirus isn't contained, a severe global recession is almost certain. Already happening. And this is not a bump in the road. I want to stress that. The paradigm we have known is unraveling by the day. Another headline. France has seen a 30 to 40% drop in tourists following the coronavirus outbreak, says the finance minister. Another headline. Floating Petri dish delivers a blow to cruise ships. Yes, that's exactly what they are at this point, floating Petri dish. Another headline. Gold surges to seven-year peak as pandemic fears spark safe haven rush. Think of the absurdity in that. While the Earth's life support systems go down in flames, while engineered pathogens spread out over the globe, a little shiny metal, people think, will save them. Another headline on that same theme. Gold roars through 1600, but here's the reality. Big surprise, and here's the surprise. China has greatly reduced gold buying. China has a little bit bigger concerns right now, don't they? Another headline. Dow falls 1,191 points, the most in history. Fell again yesterday. Still going down. The stock market has always been nothing more than a well-orchestrated Ponzi scheme. You can't print money out of thin air and maintain that and call it wealth when in reality the only true wealth are natural resources. And so much of the American population and first world populations are about to find that out the hard way. All populations, in fact. Many of the second and third world populations have known that for much longer because they've had to deal with reality. First world nation populations have not, but they're about to. Another headline. $1 trillion of stock market value wiped out. It's actually $3.4 trillion, I believe, as of yesterday, perhaps even higher. But again, it's artificial wealth. Numbers on a page has nothing to do with the real world, which is natural resources and a planet that supports life, which is waning by the day. Another headline, Expedia cutting 3,000 jobs. Another headline from multiple sources, GE cut 78,000 workers in 2019 amid, quote, stabilization effort to thwart bankruptcy. You can bail on that ship all you want. It's going to go down. More headlines. U.S. stocks suffer fastest collapse from record highs since Great Depression. Just beginning again. They can pump it up temporarily if they choose to try to quell the panic for a little longer. But the bottom line is this. Climate and biosphere collapse will force economic collapse, which will force societal collapse, power structure desperation, and i.e. the types of events we see happening now, including the coronavirus. Another headline, airline stocks tumble as the coronavirus spreads outside of China. Another headline, oil prices skid on demand concerns as virus spreads globally. Another headline, have we passed, quote, peak growth? That question really doesn't even deserve an answer. Yes, we have passed so many tipping points of no return, it would be difficult to calculate them all. Another headline, getting Arctic oil and natural gas will take decades or more. Good luck on that as well. On the current course, no one will be here in the time frames just mentioned. Another headline, the dark side of hydropower. Been over this on other forms of, quote, renewable energy. It's not renewable energy. It's simply a hydrocarbon fuel extender. And with hydropower, it disrupts the entire waterway ecology. The downside of human activity is seldom considered by those who profit from it. But we're about to reap the whirlwind that we have sown to. as a species. Another headline, Audi halts electric car production due to battery supply issues. Another headline, extensive chemical safety fraud uncovered at German testing laboratory. That should be no surprise. From Fox News, this, president says coronavirus vaccine coming along, quote, rapidly. From that report, even as the president reassured Americans that the, quote, great quarantine facilities, end quote, have been set up, Trump noted that the scale of the virus has been somewhat misrepresented. Listen carefully to this. He said he was, quote, shocked and amazed when he spoke to medical experts to hear that the flu kills from 25,000 to 69,000 people per year. By contrast, only 27,000 people globally have been confirmed killed by coronavirus, although China and other countries are certainly not reporting accurate numbers. Let's stop there for a moment. Mr. President, it's not about the amount of people killed. When exponentially more people contract the flu, of course, more people will die from that ailment. But, Mr. President, it's the, quote, mortality rate that matters. And conservatively, the mortality rate on this virus, the COVID-19, certainly an engineered pathogen, peer-reviewed science study has already made that clear, although there is a great deal of disinformation now trying to downplay that, discredit it, and tell anyone who believes that information that they should go back to sleep and not think that our governments would do such things to us. But those who can see through that kind of smoke and mirrors understand this is an engineered pathogen. And Mr. President, what matters is the mortality rate. I would think someone that holds what the public perceives as the highest post in land would at least understand such a simple equation. And here is that equation. It is the percentage of individuals who die from the total that contracted the virus. So the mortality rate for the novel coronavirus is conservatively from 25 to 40 times higher than from the flu. And that number is likely greatly underestimated. The mortality rate is exponentially higher for this virus, Mr. President, than for the flu. It's not just the total numbers that matter. Report continues. The president's appointee for the Secretary of Health and Human Services, Alex Azar, warned that the, quote, degree of risk has the potential to change quickly, end quote. As the media coverage of the virus increased, Trump has grown concerned that even fears of an outbreak would stagger Wall Street, leading him to wonder if Alex Azar was the right person to lead the administration's response to the pandemic, officials stated. Who is Alex Azar? Again, the president's appointee for the Secretary of Health and Human Services. Alex Azar is a former top executive for the pharmaceutical industrial complex. He's a former pharmaceutical industry complex lobbyist, that is also an attorney by trade, who has made millions from the pharmaceutical industrial complex. So why did the president place such an insider as the Secretary of Health and Human Services? A question that should be answered. So much for draining the swamp. This headline, whistleblower claims corrupt cover-up of dangerous coronavirus quarantines. A complaint filed with the Health and Human Services, just mentioned, and promptly leaked to the New York Times, alleges that the federal health employees interacted with Americans quarantined for the possible coronavirus exposure without proper medical training or protective gear, and that the health agency leaders engage in a, quote, corrupt cover-up, end quote, when staff members complained, according to the New York Times. The staff members were sent to Travis Air Force Base and March Air Force Base and were ordered to inter-quarantine areas, including a hangar where coronavirus evacuees were being received. They were not provided training and safety protocols until 5 days later, the whistleblower stated. Without proper training or equipment, some of the exposed staff members moved freely around and off the bases. The whistleblower's account raised questions about whether the Trump administration has taken adequate precautions in its handling of the virus to date and whether the president's minimalization of the risks has been mirrored by other top officials when confronted with potentially disturbing developments. Good for the vaccine industry, perhaps. The more people that have this, the more the population will be compelled to take anything to avoid it. And there we have a former pharmaceutical industrial complex top executive, former pharmaceutical industrial complex lobbyist, running such a high post that is in charge of the protection of human health in this country. Again, the swamp is not being drained. It's being filled to capacity. Another headline from numerous sources. Listen carefully to this report from last week. which should raise a few eyebrows. President Trump says coronavirus will, quote, disappear eventually. The president expressed optimism that the novel coronavirus would eventually be contained and eliminated in the United States, even as he acknowledged it could get worse first. He said this, quote, it's going to disappear one day. It's like a miracle. It will disappear, end quote. Trump told attendees at a reception in the White House cabinet room. The president added this, from our shores, you know, it could get worse before it gets better. Could maybe go away. We'll see what happens. Nobody really knows. All this at the same meeting. Is this not all over the board? And should this not cause concern, these types of statements? Certainly concerning for me. I think it would concern any rational, reasonable person. And again, the occupant of the White House is simply a puppet in the play. That should be obvious for anyone who is willing to look through a clear lens. Meet the new boss, the same as the old boss, only worse. Because global conditions are worse, because the corruption gets ever worse, the criminality gets ever worse, the tyranny, all of it manifesting to unbelievable levels at this point. Let's stop and remember the Bill Gates virus drill on December 5th, 2019, less than 3 months ago. A, quote, global pandemic exercise, end quote, was conducted, titled Pandemic Preparedness and Response. The event proceedings were posted by the CenterForHealthAndSecurity.org. And the very first sentence on the pandemic exercise report stated this, quote, the next severe pandemic will not only cause great illness and loss of life, but could also trigger cascading economic and societal consequences that could contribute, could, may, might, greatly to global impact and suffering, end quote. The report further states that there will be a need to be, quote, unprecedented levels of collaboration between governments, international organizations, and the private sector. Sounds a lot like fascism, doesn't it? Consider that all major powers are colluding and cooperating on countless critical issues. Climate engineering is a primary example. The 9/11 false flag attack is another glaring example of governments that the public believes to be adversarial to each other, helping to hide each other's crimes. Of course, the Chinese and Russian governments are well aware of the fact that elements of the U.S. government and its closest allies were responsible for carrying out the demolition of the 9/11 high-rise buildings. Yes, demolition. Peer-reviewed science study has now conclusively proven that demolitions were used to bring down the World Trade Center building, specifically Building 7. Does the American population even care? I have to state that I can never really come to grips with how few seem to care. People who claim to be responsible citizens, patriotic citizens in their eyes, yet who refuse to look at the truth. That's not patriotism. What happens to insider whistleblowers? Consider this new headline report. Homeland Security whistleblower who said he was forced to delete terrorist records is found dead. The 66-year-old appeared to have suffered a single self-inflicted gunshot wound. It's interesting how those who try to stand, those on the inside especially, who try to stand against the power structure end up in this condition, isn't it? What happens to other whistleblowers? Let's ask Julian Assange or John Kerikou, the whistleblower on the illegal U.S. torture programs, who, again, as I've stated in previous broadcasts, was the only individual to go to jail, the whistleblower. Or Chelsea Manning, or how many others. That's how our country treats whistleblowers. That's the new U.S. brand of patriotism. Lock up the whistleblowers, because we don't want to hear what they have to say. We don't want to see the films that they released, in the case of Julian Assange, films that were extraordinarily damning to the actions of the U.S. military. And what have we done to Assange? Locked him up. What about Pat Tillman? That's a true patriot. If you don't know the story of Pat Tillman, please research it, because for his pending attempt to tell the truth, he was assassinated by our own military, his belongings burned, and then a propaganda story put out about him to try to cover it up. That's what the U.S. military is about now. And I know there's good men and women in the U.S. military. I don't deny that. But good intentions are no longer enough. A true patriotic and honorable individual feels a responsibility to find out what the truth is and to act accordingly. Something to consider deeply. More headlines. The coronavirus is swiftly breaching defenses across the world. Another headline. The coronavirus paralyzes global credit market as new issuance crashes to zero. Another headline. Europe tries to stem coronavirus panic and keep borders open. Question, will a coronavirus vaccine now be forced on us? That would seem a very potentially logical conclusion, given the enthusiasm of the pharmaceutical industrial complex to force vaccinations on everyone, proven toxic vaccinations, doing harm. But why wouldn't they when they can make exponential profits with virtually no liability, thanks to the U.S. government, blanket legal immunity from all death and injury they cause? And by the way, the whole vaccine scenario is about much more than just profit. The unfolding pandemic with the engineered coronavirus pathogen is simply a more extreme manifestation of those agendas, same agendas. The storm is upon us. Dozens more of the most critically important breaking headline reports in a moment. First, to each and every individual that's doing their best to stay informed, to wake others, to face the full fury of the truth, and to help turn the tide, thank you. More than I can say, it is our collective efforts that can yet make a difference. This is Dane Wigington. You're listening to the Global Alert News Hour, episode number 238, February 29th, 2020. In this broadcast, news that covers the issues we must face if we're to have any chance of changing course. This commercial-free frontline news broadcast is brought to you by geoengineeringwatch.org and paid for by geoengineeringwatch.org. This news hour is broadcast throughout Northern California on 1670 AM, 104.9 FM, and 105.7 FM Saturday mornings from 6 to 7. Sunday morning, same time slot, repeat broadcast. This broadcast is also aired on the East Coast by the PRN Radio Network Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern Time. Recordings of this broadcast can be found at geoengineeringwatch.org under the recent top stories and radio sections. The latest geoengineeringwatch.org awareness-raising materials can be ordered from the homepage of geoengineeringwatch.org for our approximate cost of producing and shipping. If you're trying to wake people in your circle up to what is happening in our skies, passing on compelling, credible, printed data is exponentially more effective than verbal communication. Something to keep in mind. Another way to help sound the alarm is to attend Gem Fair events. The Gem Fair Group, G-E-M-F-A-I-R-E, has been and continues to be an extremely dedicated ally in the fight to expose and halt climate engineering. Visit the geoengineeringwatch.org informational booths at all Gem Fair events. Get free Geoengineering Watch awareness-raising materials and help us in the critical effort to wake the masses. This week's Gem Fair event, Costa Mesa, California, started yesterday and tomorrow. Please, if you're in that area, show up, get materials that are needed to help wake the masses to what's unfolding in our skies, because relating this directly to, for example, the coronavirus, as I have played on repeated broadcasts, this broadcast in the past, the aerosol spraying operations can easily and likely are being used for biological warfare as well. And I played the voice recording of former government scientist Ken Caldera, now professor at Stanford University. Dr. Caldera said his job for the government, one of his jobs, was to engineer ways of spraying pathogens into clouds to infect the populations below. And for those Americans who still want to convince themselves that those at the highest levels of our government care about their health, please wake up. The U.S. population is not only expendable to those who actually control the U.S. government, the U.S. population is a rapidly increasing liability to those in power. Many reasons for that. U.S. population is heavily armed, for one reason, and less likely to conform unless they are somehow forced to conform. And that's starting to happen, isn't it? The noose is being pulled around our collective necks. So for those people who consider themselves to have any shred of honor left in agencies, elected posts, and so forth, if you have any aspiration to exercise a sense of virtue and honor, you should do it now. We are rapidly running out of time on every front. Moving on, about Costa Mesa. First headline, this happened in Costa Mesa last week, or this headline about Costa Mesa from the Washington Times. Quote, something is not right. Mayor asked questions about the plan to move coronavirus patients to Costa Mesa. From that report, Santa Ana, California, a federal judge on Monday ordered U.S. and California officials to answer questions from local officials about plans to relocate former cruise ship passengers who tested positive for a new coronavirus to a facility in Southern California. City officials questioned why a facility that was recently deemed too dilapidated for a homeless shelter is suddenly being considered for this purpose. What are the real agendas being carried out here? A slow burn of this virus so the public doesn't panic too quickly, but yet it is spread in a manner that it can't be stopped? What are the true agendas? From CNBC, California is monitoring at least 8,400 people for the coronavirus. Another headline from multiple sources, South Korea crisis response coordinator commits suicide as cases near 1,000. Another inside official, another suicide. Another headline along the same lines, same theme, China hunting down coronavirus critics. From that report, China's notoriously militant censorship has been turned up to 11 on their scale, I suppose, during the coronavirus outbreak. They have made it illegal for healthcare workers, crematoriums, and anyone else involved in the response to discuss the situation, disrupting attempts to provide an accurate picture of what's going on amid the largest quarantine in human history. Another headline. Report excerpt, I should say, according to the Washington Post, the, quote, basic premise of the Japanese plan is that the virus can't be stopped. The Japanese are essentially acknowledging that the thesis proposed by Harvard epidemiologist Mark Lipstitch, that 70% of the world's population will perhaps contract the virus. But perhaps the public's concern for the coronavirus is unfounded. Consider this succession of recent quotes from the president. First quote, we have it all under control, end quote, and it's, quote, a very small problem in the U.S., end quote. He also said this, it's going to disappear one day. It's like a miracle. It will disappear. I cited that at the beginning of this broadcast. Think about that quote. Does that sound like it's being made from any sort of position grounded in reality? Or science, or frontline data? President Trump has forbidden any health officials, including the CDC scientists monitoring the pandemic, from making any public statements. Instead, they are to report exclusively to the Pence panel, which will be the government's sole spokesman on the subject. Does that sound a whole lot like China? A whole lot like China, doesn't it? America, land of the free. Freedom and democracy. Spreading it abroad throughout countries all over the world, so long as they have natural resources that the empire needs, we'll send our military there to spread some freedom and democracy. That's what's going on. COVID-19 is an engineered pathogen. A previous peer-reviewed science study has already cited the anomalous and unnatural fact that 4 HIV inserts are part of the novel coronavirus DNA. But countless sources of power structure disinformation are already hard at work attempting to program the public into ignoring any such science information, just as, quote, conspiracy theory. How many blatantly inarguable and obvious crimes will that term be applied to, and how many people will continue to respond as they've been trained to that term, to shut down any consideration of data, to decide the official narrative of propaganda and disinformation is the only one they want to consider because it feels good to think everything's fine and someone somewhere is taking care of you. That the government is some sort of father figure that looks after us. It could not be further from the truth. This is Stockholm Syndrome, epidemic Stockholm Syndrome. The only thing worse at this point than the coronavirus epidemic, as far as epidemics go, is the epidemic of Stockholm Syndrome and normalcy bias, which is radically affected, not just the U.S. population, but most specifically, other first world populations. More recent statements from the president, quote, we're in the midst of a great American comeback, end quote. This is from last week, by the way, all of this. Another quote, we're creating the most prosperous economy and most inclusive society ever to exist. Actually, we're the number one country in the world, end quote. Another quote, we are now so far ahead of China in terms of our economy. This is going back further in a few weeks, but still very pertinent to the conversation. Again, the quote, we are now so far ahead of China in terms of economy, nobody's going to catch us. I guess that's true when China's completely shut down with a pandemic. Whoever's behind it, it's certainly not nature, as those in power would like us to believe. At a recent meeting, the president also promoted his deregulatory agenda. What does that mean? The agenda of gutting environmental protection across the board, which in a sense is simply to promote the loot, plunder, pillage, and pollute until there's nothing left agenda, to grind the last, every last bit of nature up, to keep the current status quo until the planet is a lifeless ball of rock. Climate engineering is certainly a part of that agenda. The constant engineered cool downs over the most populated portions of the U.S., creating sensationalized headlines from disinformation sources like the Weather Channel to try to convince the populations that nothing's wrong with the collapsing climate. Even though the weather whiplash scenarios are getting worse by the day, skies almost never clear, constantly featureless white, expanding, spreading particulate trails, not condensation. Film footage proves this, with nozzles visible turning on and off, for those who have the courage to look at the data. Moving on, from vaccine impact news. 50 tons of vitamin C has been delivered to Wuhan. 50 tons. Something the pharmaceutical industrial complex probably doesn't really want us to see. Vitamin C is extraordinarily powerful at fighting so many human ailments. Consider that, 50 tons of vitamin C. Medical industrial complex and its representatives, like the president's appointee for the Health and Human Services post, Alex Czar, again, former pharmaceutical industrial complex executive, pharmaceutical industrial complex lobbyist, those individuals that now line the halls of government more than ever before, it's always been corrupt, it's worse now, want you to believe that the only salvation you might have will come in the form of a needle, a vaccine, with who knows what in it, that such easily accessible approaches like large doses of vitamin C can do no good. And the exact opposite is true. Vitamin C is actually being used by the Chinese government to help treat this pandemic. Learn about vitamin C because it is extremely powerful in so many ways to help so many human ailments. I need to change gears back now to the bottom line. Again, what is the bottom line? Climate and biosphere collapse will dictate all. In fact, it is directly related even to, again, the coronavirus scenario. As climate and biosphere collapse accelerates, as the current paradigm can no longer be maintained, as global populations can no longer be supported, with Earth's waning resources, power structure desperation will go exponential. It has, it is, it will continue to. But even at this late hour, so many still trying to gulp down official propaganda that nothing's wrong with the planet, nothing's wrong with the climate, everything's fine, don't look up, you might see the jet aircraft spraying toxic particulates into our skies. But what ways can be used to try to open the eyes of those who have them wide shut at the moment? From fastcompany.com, this: could the military's focus on climate readiness be the way to convince climate deniers? Let's start with climate engineering deniers first. But this report states this: the military knows climate change is coming and is planning accordingly. We've stated this at geoengineeringwatch.org for many years. Military top brass, U.S. military top brass, stating emphatically on the record over and over and over, the greatest national security threat of all is the collapsing climate. From this report, as experts warn that the world is running out of time to head off severe climate change, discussions of what the U.S. should do about it are split into opposing camps. The scientific environmental perspective says global warming will cause the planet severe harm. Will? We're not there yet. More eyes wide shut. Without action is a slow hydrocarbon fuel burning death sentence. Those who reject mainstream climate science insist that the warming is not occurring or that it's not clear human actions are driving it. Again, we're back to the same argument. Finding a body in the street that's been run over, stabbed, beaten, burned, shot, and trying to claim they died of a heart attack. That is not a rational argument. The human race has laid waste to this planet in the geologic blink of an eye. Anyone who denies that is simply not living in reality. They're living in a state of total denial. From theconversation.com, climate policy is too little too late. We must run faster to win the race. To theconversation.com, again, same statement. Unless or until the climate engineering factor is admitted to, there is and acknowledged and talked about, there can be no legitimate discussion about the climate or the state of the climate without acknowledging climate engineering first and foremost. And again, no legitimate discussion about climate engineering without discussing the engineered winter events, chemical ice nucleation for weather modification, go to the homepage of geoengineeringwatch.org, search the engineering winter section, search the engineering wildfire section, search the engineering drought section, do some research. If you want to help sound the alarm, if you want to make a difference at this late hour, arm yourself with information. That's where you start. So, as stated, climate and biosphere collapse accelerating, climate engineering further fueling that fire in addition to contaminating every breath we take. Now we have the coronavirus, engineered coronavirus in the equation. With that in mind, consider this headline from last week. Elites are, quote, bugging out. CEOs of Disney, MasterCard, and Salesforce all resign within 24 hours. What do they know that the public doesn't want to admit to yet? Also, Jeff Bezos, seen in his private jet, landing in New Zealand, where many of the elite have built their bunkers. Are they trying to get out of Dodge before the full fury of the storm hits? We will soon see. From the source severeweather.eu, this headline, quote, a new Arctic outbreak will result in a very cold week across the United States through the rest of February. That is exactly the kind of headline that the power structure and the climate engineers love to push on populations. Unfortunately, far too much of the population all too willing to embrace that in a desperate attempt to validate their disdain for Al Gore. I don't like Al Gore. Al Gore's a part of the problem. Carbon credits are a sham, but that doesn't change the fact that the planet is in a state of total meltdown. And the only thing masking that fact from the public is an unimaginable amount of highly toxic climate engineering operations, falsified data, and sensationalized headlines. The report from the disinformation source weather.eu said this, as we discussed our long-range outlook a week ago, a period of much colder weather is coming into the North American continent soon. Sure not happening in California. Quite some snow, that's a strange way to state that, is also expected across the Great Lakes region and the Northeast U.S. Why the Great Lakes region? Because that's where they can create lake effect snow. Why is that so easy to do right now? Because the Great Lakes are at record warm temperatures. There's almost no ice on the Great Lakes, so they can pick up that humidity and generate a few engineered snowstorms on the downwind side of the lakes. What is not mentioned in this report? That the U.S. West, again, most specifically California, is an all-time record dry territory while hovering at record warm levels. What the report also does not mention is that some temperatures in Canada will be higher than temperatures in southern Mexico being within the perimeter of the climate engineering cool-down zone that's being whipped up for the week. Another headline report from multiple sources, dry February sends California back to drought. The headline continues, that hasn't happened in 150 years. Here's from the report. February is typically one of the wettest months in California, but the state is parched and there's no moisture in the forecasts. That's the schedule weather, by the way, the quote forecasts. And not my opinion, been over that in many broadcasts. Raytheon, private defense contractor Raytheon, geoengineering contractor Raytheon, does all the weather modeling for the National Weather Service and NOAA, the two national weather disseminating agencies, both of which that have an illegal federal gag order on them. So that schedule weather from Raytheon is passed all the way down through the ladder, all the way to our local meteorologists. They are reading a script. So the bottom line is, when they say there's no moisture in the forecasts, that means there's no moisture scheduled for California. The report continues. This hasn't happened in 150 years or more, said Daniel Swain, a climate scientist at UCLA's Institute for the Environment and Sustainability. And the U.S. Drought Monitor, by the way, shows only the lowest level of drought, abnormally dry. So think about that. We have the driest month in 150 years, but there's almost no drought. Does that make sense? Because the data is being downplayed across the board. Temperatures are being underreported. The severity of climate collapse, underreported. All attempts to pacify the population until the brutal, bitter end. All you have to do is look up and are constantly hazed out white skies with expanding, lingering jet particulate trails. It is not condensation. It doesn't take much investigation to come to the inarguable conclusion that climate engineering is completely out of control, wreaking havoc on the planet. And the same scenes we see in our skies above land in Northern California are happening over the ocean. And that same climate engineering activity is totally derailing the storm track, i.e. blocking rain from California. We can speculate on the agendas, but the fact that climate engineering is completely derailing our hydrological cycle is absolutely scientifically inarguable. Question, are the climate engineers yet again setting the stage for epic forest burndowns in Western North America, as has happened in previous years, as has just happened in Australia? My broadcast in late December, I stated that the scheduled weather looked as if this is the direction the climate engineers were going to push us. That has so far played out. If you want to see just how blatant the most recent rain schedule map is from NOAA, National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, showing a bullseye of no rain over California while simultaneously showing above normal rain schedule for the entire rest of the lower 48 states. View the actual NOAA map under the posting of this broadcast at geoengineeringwatch.org. A short update on the forest in Northern California. Trees are flashing out dead right now in the middle of winter. The soils are unimaginably dry, and on the forest floor, the biomass is no longer decomposing. Microbial activity is almost non-existent. Soils are all but dead. So again, although some mainstream sources are starting to talk about the extraordinary dry scenario in California because they can't hide it any longer, what is not being talked about is the constant warmth in California in the middle of winter. In so many locations, this is especially true in regard to the nighttime temperatures. The sun goes down, but the temperatures remain relatively warm. Heat is not escaping back into the atmosphere. This is yet another glaring red flag. The buildup of greenhouse gases, including methane, from thawing hydrate deposits are trapping heat. Climate engineering operations also trapping heat. And the constant microwaving of the atmosphere, much of it directly related to climate engineering operations, are actually creating more overall atmospheric heat accumulation. How fast is the heat building up on planet Earth at this point? Statistically, mathematically, been over this equation many times. Look it up if you don't believe what I'm about to say. The thermal energy equivalent to heat buildup on our planet right now is equal to the heat generated with 4 to 5 Hiroshima bombs per second, 400,000 per day. We are on a runaway train. Total global meltdown. Venus syndrome. That's where we're heading. Not about Al Gore, not about carbon credits, not about the hypocritical environmental groups that refuse to acknowledge the climate engineering elephant in the room, rather about reality. But wait, Science Daily, a power structure controlled publication, just published this headline, quote, old carbon reservoirs, i.e. frozen methane that I just mentioned is escaping into the atmosphere, are, quote, unlikely to cause massive greenhouse gas release, study finds. Follow me through with this. Listen to how ridiculous and flimsy this so-called report is. Researchers at the University of Rochester, including Michael Dionysius, a graduate student, has stated in a report, in his opinion, that very little of the methane being released is actually reaching the atmosphere. Really, Michael? Very little methane will reach the atmosphere? Newsflash, it already has reached the atmosphere. Atmospheric methane readings have already hit levels over 400% higher than they have been for several million years, and it has happened in the geologic blink of an eye. We are in completely uncharted territory. The planet is in total meltdown mode. Climate engineering operations are further fueling the overall process while simultaneously destroying the ozone layer, disrupting the hydrological cycle, and contaminating the entire biosphere and every breath we take. And let's add coronavirus now to the whole equation. Moving on, this headline of total disinformation and pacification from ABC, quote, listen carefully, sea ice coverage better than recent years. That sounds very convincing that there must not be any global warming, doesn't it? What does a report like this not tell us? They're not talking about sea ice. They're talking about sea slush. Ice extent, surface, sea surface slush that they are now calling ice pack. What do they consider ice pack now statistically? This is where the statistic falsifications are so rampant. Any section of Arctic ice or Arctic oceans, excuse me, that is 15% slush or more is considered sea ice. That's 85% ocean still, isn't it? And should we consider slush sea ice? They do now. What's not talked about here? The mass, the volume, which is all that matters. The volume has plummeted about 90 to 95%. There's no volume there. It's simply sea slush. So they can make a headline like this so that people who don't want to believe that humans have done anything to the planet, which is really not rational, is it? We've been unimaginably horrible stewards of the planet, taken as a whole. I know there are exceptions. I acknowledge those exceptions. But taken as a whole, the human race has decimated the planet in the geologic blink of an eye. So when you see headlines like this, if you take them at face value, without investigation or without consideration of the agendas of those behind such headlines, that's a mistake. That's a very grave mistake, and we're all about to pay the price for so much ignoring of reality. Another headline from menafn.com and other sources. That's a science source. And here's the headline. It's the warmest winter ever, and it's the North Pole's fault. Listen carefully as I'll weave this into the climate engineering operations. The report states, with just weeks to go, the world is heading toward the warmest winter ever recorded as a strange brew of weather patterns at the top of the world combines with the mercury-boosting influence of climate change. No mention of climate engineering, of course. The report continues, and this is what's most important. A stubbornly extreme low-pressure system over the North Pole has altered the jet stream. The result? A tight barrier that's kept the cold locked in place, upsetting fall forecasts for an icy winter ahead. There just simply wasn't enough cold air in the Arctic for the climate engineering cabal to rob, pushing itself with their so-called polar vortexes, robbing the cold air from the Arctic to try to mask the full severity of climate collapse in the U.S. population. Not enough to do that this year anymore. No more robbing Peter to pay Paul, so to speak. So the bottom line is back to the meltdown in California. That is part of what's occurring. Various pressure zones being kept in place, like the high pressure zone over California, which blocks any and all precipitation from flowing into the state. And now Gulf of Mexico moisture being pumped up from the record warm Gulf of Mexico, chemically ice nucleated, and so-called winter storms are created in between the weather whiplash warm-ups that keep occurring also. Should be a red flag to populations again. Anyone who cares about the climate engineering cause must research and acknowledge the chemical ice nucleation for weather modification factor, i.e. engineered cool downs. From InsideClimateNews.org, climate change is pushing giant ocean currents poleward again. GeoengineeringWatch.org has stated this on the record for over a decade. Climate engineering is altering upper level wind currents. That in turn is altering ocean currents. Now we have warm water being pushed into the Arctic. Again, directly related to climate engineering. And this is not to deny anthropogenic climate change, not at all. We have destroyed the planet, literally, in so many ways. Any form of human activity that alters the energy balance of the planet is a form of geoengineering, but the intentional climate engineering operation is the most lethal of all. Climate engineering, aka weather warfare, aka biological warfare, greatest and most immediate threat we face, short of nuclear cataclysm. Or, again, we could look at the engineered pathogen that's circulating now, but that is part of what we have stated should be considered potentially or likely connected to climate engineering, in that the aerosol spraying operations can be used to distribute pathogens and likely are being used for that type of biological experimentation or warfare. Another headline of total disinformation. Quote, multiple sources. Humans have 10 years to save Earth's biodiversity. Another newsflash. Much of Earth's biodiversity is already gone. We have lost 60% of Earth's wildlife populations in the last 40 years alone. We're losing 200 to 300 species of plant, animal, and insect to extinction every single day. That's 15,000 times the background rate. That's 1.5% of normal. Nothing normal about that. Statistically speaking, on the current course, no wildlife left on planet Earth by 2026. Statistically speaking, at the current rate of ozone destruction, total ozone layer collapse, 2025 or 2026. Now let's add everything else we've already talked about in this broadcast. We are truly in a dark place. We'll get to more about what we can do shortly. Please stay with me. Alaska's marine ecosystem is changing decades too early due to, quote, climate crisis. No mention of climate engineering. Again, radical underreporting of the severity of biosphere collapse. And this is starting to manifest. It's starting to show up now because they can't hide it any longer. And GeoengineeringWatch.org has stated this on the record for over a decade. It's not as bad as we've been told on every front. It's far worse than we've been told. Now starting to surface. On that note, this sad story from CBC.ca. This is Canadian mainstream media. A sad and alarming report. Quote, tens of thousands of blood-sucking ticks found on bodies of Canadian moose. This is so sad. The pictures were so sad. Canada's iconic beasts are under mortal threat from winter ticks, because there's no winter anymore, not as it historically has been. How many ticks have been found on a single moose? Listen to this. Up to 80,000 ticks found on a single animal. 70% of moose calves are not living through their first year. The biosphere is completely out of balance, i.e. the locust plagues, the die-off of insects, 80 to 90% total die-off, but some are out of control because the whole scenario is completely out of balance. Another headline of disinformation. I want to bring these up so the people don't fall for them. Don't fall for any headline that is thrown in front of you. Research it. This headline, explosions on the sun might be causing Earth's whales to strand and die. But the report states scientists still don't know exactly what's causing the strandings and death of these whales. And they did finish with this. There are still many other things that could cause a whale to strand, such as a mid-frequency naval sonar blast. Yeah, you think that would be the first thing they would mention instead of trying to blame it on the cosmos. Again, we're back to seeing someone walking up and shooting an individual or hitting them with a bat and then claiming that individual just collapsed from exhaustion or because the sun had a solar flare. It's completely absurd, the lack of willingness of agency and so-called academia personnel to tell the truth. Blame it on the sun. Blame the coronavirus on a bat or a snake or a melting glacier. We live in an asylum. I don't have any other words for it anymore. We live in an all-out asylum. From USA Today and other sources, climate change, quote, could be catastrophic. National security threat report warns. Could, may, might. Newsflash, we're there. Don't need a so-called academician to tell us what could happen when it's already happening, do we? Report states no region of the world will be left unaffected. States that climate change is pressing risks to national and global security. No mention of climate engineering, aka weather warfare, the single most destructive factor to Earth's life support systems of all. No mention. The report recommends, quote, quickly reducing and phasing out greenhouse gases. Guess what? Too late. You could shut everything off tomorrow. Too late. We are through the guardrail. We are past the point of no return. Now the question is, will anything get out alive? Anything. And if climate engineering is allowed to continue, the mathematical answer to that question is no. Nothing will live through what's unfolding. Nothing. Perhaps even microbial life will be gone because we are on track for Venus syndrome. And too many people still believe that someone somewhere is doing something. No, not true. Well, it's true in this sense. They're doing something. They're trying to cull the herd. And that's exactly what's unfolding right now. From multiple sources, including the Seattle Times and Washington Post, a very important report. Listen to this. This is really important. Happened 2 days ago. 3 days ago, with images that the power structure and the geoengineers most certainly are not happy to see published for the world to see. Listen carefully to this headline. Bizarre snow strip over Kansas, just 15 miles across. Actually, it was even thinner than that in places, highlights the challenge of forecasting. What they don't mention is it's about 100 plus miles long. A strip of snow over flat Kansas. What in the world could create that? Obviously, a climate engineering, geoengineering jet aircraft spraying patented elements, chemical ice nucleation for weather modification into storm moisture, a strip of snow across a massive flat area. The pictures are astounding. I found photographs of this type of scenario before in the past, and those photographs were taken offline before I recorded them. This is going back many years, and now this one has gotten out. Please take a look at it. Consider that these agencies will try to explain this away as some sort of strange, bizarre, and unusual natural phenomenon when it is not. Take a look at this. Bizarre snow strip over Kansas. Absolute proof of engineered winter operations, chemical ice nucleation, nucleating storm moisture into frozen precipitation with endothermic reacting elements. These are patented processes creating a stripe of snow across flat Kansas. Take a good long look. On the same theme, this new headline from last week, Tasmania's snow concludes Australia's summer of extremes. Weather whiplash extremes because of climate engineering. That doesn't mean the planet's not in meltdown. Doesn't mean anthropogenic warming is not real. It is real. But it means these weather whiplash extremes like wildfires to snow, which is what's happening now in Tasmania, is from climate engineering. And again, patented processes of chemical ice nucleation for weather modification. Please search the engineering winter section thoroughly. Read all the articles in that section. Click open the hyperlinks within each article. Understand this is happening. It's highly toxic. It's poisoning soils, waters. That's why the soil microbes I mentioned earlier are now all but dead in our soils. Why nothing is growing. Why root systems are dying off just as fast as the tree crowns. The trees are dying from the bottom up. They're dying from the top down. Climate engineering wreaking havoc on the entire web of life. It is an all-out assault against the web of life. And for every single individual that is in any way involved with these programs or the cover-up of these programs, I can only hope that when the population is finally awakened, fully awakened to what has been done to them, that that justifiably enraged populations holds every single individual that is in any way involved with the operations or the cover-up, holds them legally and morally accountable for what they have done. I can only hope and pray for that day. From the realnews.com source, this new report: NATO's Arctic war exercise unites climate change and World War III. What does the power structure do when biosphere and climate collapse accelerates? They build more weapons and they push toward global conflict. Between global conflict, engineered pathogens, all ways of distracting public attention away from what's happened and why. That's what the military-industrial complex knows how to do. Build weapons of mass destruction and create war, even as the climate implodes around us. And yes, it is imploding, and this most especially includes the polar regions. On that note, this update headline from the Arctic Doomsday Seed Vault. Here's the headline: newly waterproofed Arctic Seed Vault hits 1 million samples. What happened? Because the frozen mountain that they put the seed vault in that they thought wouldn't thaw for perhaps hundreds of years already thawed, is thawing, and water leaked into the seed vault. Now they're having to try to seal that seed vault up. Preparation by those in power for what is unfolding. Shouldn't this be a giant red flag to those who think there's nothing wrong? Then why would they build a doomsday seed vault and do everything they can to waterproof that from the thawing Arctic around it? But wait, what about this headline from the Arctic News website? This post of fantasy and delusion, quote, "Vote for Bernie Sanders and the Green New Deal." Report states the transition to clean renewable energy will save us. What a monumental mountain of total deception this report is. Just more feel-good fantasy thinking that unfortunately blinds so many to the near-term horizon. And again, what is the military-industrial complex doing as Earth's life support systems and climate system collapse? Building more weapons of mass destruction, trying to sell more weapons of mass destruction to other countries that are also criminally corrupt, like the billions of weapons that were just sold to India by the current occupant of the White House, just as past occupants of the White House have also done. Although now we have a much dire global picture. These weapons are being sold while coronavirus circles the planet, while fisheries collapse, while crops collapse, and we're building and selling more weapons of mass destruction. We have the U.S. setting up even more bases in Iraq, even after the Iraqis have demanded full withdrawal. This is empire completely out of control, every government corrupt, every one of them criminal, but in direct proportion to their size and strength. Think about that. This is like a headless, heartless, soulless cancer consuming the planet with no consciousness of the consequences that it is creating. Question: how are we to face the tidal wave of calamities that are closing in on us all? I'm out of time in this broadcast, but here's how. We keep our focus on what is in our control. We must not allow ourselves to become debilitated by being overwhelmed with what is not in our control. We can, we should, and we must take every possible step that is in our control. The first and most critical step forward is to wake the sleeping masses. The battle we face cannot be fought without an army of the awakened. The effort to raise that army will require all of us. Time is not on our side. We must make every day count. See the homepage of geoengineeringwatch.org for the activist suggestions link. Open the hyperlinks within that link. Share credible data from a credible source. Make your voice heard. Now is the time when we must decide for ourselves what we are made of and why we are here. We must not yield to the gathering storm. We can yet make a difference for the better, even at this late hour, if we stand together. Never give up. Until next week, this is Dane Wigington with Geoengineering Watch. www.theclimatecoalition.org.